It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Oh, yeah. Better than this. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes Podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Tier Maker Thursday edition of the show. We are going to give you the undisputed tiers of NFL uniforms, focusing on the AFC today. Kyle, welcome.
Thank you. This is a very high-pressure situation, so I'm a little interested to see how this plays out.
You know, I think what's different about this episode of Tier Maker Thursday is that everything that we've done previously has been subjective, and this is definitive stuff here. We're talking about how good your team's uniform is.
Yeah, but fans are not going to want to cop to their team's jerseys not being good.
That shouldn't be the case, because I endured those Buffalo Bills uniforms. You know, the Drew Bledsoe Bills uniforms, like the Travis Henry ones, with like the random gray and the navy, and then like the colored stuff on their shoulder pads with on the white jerseys. Just about as awful a uniform as you can. I knew they sucked the entire time they wore them, and I did not defend them.
But you know, that's you're in rare company to be able to say that.
Man, I'm looking at a picture of Eric Molds in this trash Buffalo Bills uniform, and it's trash. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he looks bad in that too. Dolphins have been pretty consistent with their uniform.
Yeah, they've done some huge changes, but they've never gotten like super crazy.
Right,
their big changes have been with the logo.
Right. Not like what the Bills, you know what I'm talking about with these Bills uniforms, right?
Yeah, the arena football jerseys. Yeah,
bottom of the barrel. So keep that in. I mean, Bucks fans know that their uniforms are bad, right? Like, are you saying that teams' fan goggles are really thick when it comes to?
They can be.
Really?
It's all they know.
Really?
Yeah. I think so. I think we'll hurt somebody's feelings when talking about somebody's jersey today.
Well, okay. I mean, bad is bad. All right.
Well, here's the good news.
Yeah.
We only have one bad tier. And as far as I know, there's only two teams between the two of us that are in there.
No, I've got two in the trash tier.
Right. And I think we have one in common. We do not know yet.
Okay.
But I think we have one in common. We have elite, great, good, and trash.
Yep.
So two, maybe three fan bases are going to get their feelings hurt on this show. But other than that, everything's relatively positive. It's on the positive end of the spectrum. You got to have really ugly uniforms, I think, to be in trash. Like, generally speaking, the vast majority of these teams have some redeeming qualities.
Right. I will probably, when it's all said and done, have three different teams in the trash tier, two coming from the AFC. Before we start, did you hear this quote yesterday?
No.
Well, let me tell you about it. It's from Cam Newton. Okay. It was Cam Newton quote on the trailer for All or Nothing. He goes, if you look good, you play good. And if you play good, they pay good.
Ooh.
Whew. Did you get a little chill on that? I got some goosebumps.
I like the extra layer there.
Brother. Yeah, you might need to splice that and put that as the intro to today's podcast.
Well, today's short notice. Maybe tomorrow.
We'll
see how ambitious I'm feeling afterwards.
All right. Let's go.
So, just for complete transparency, we're not including throwbacks in here, right?
Yep.
This is only the base home and away uniforms.
Yep.
Okay. We'll start with the AFC East. Mm-hmm. Joe, let's start with the New York Jets.
Yeah. Am I going first here?
You are going first here.
All right, new uniforms this year. When I first saw them, I thought they were really bad. They've grown on me the more that I've seen them. They're still not great. They're good to me. As I see them more, they could elevate themselves. But that white stripe kind of coming around the side through the chest it just feels weird to me. Like, if that went away, I think they'd be firmly teetering on the great tier.
I actually like a lot of what they did with these. I like the new color hue. I like the helmet look. I think the helmets are super clean. I like the, what is it, midnight green, I guess, technically is what it's called
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I think it's a really sharp, clean layout. But I agree with you. These are good. I don't think these are elite. I don't think these are great. They're clean, but clean doesn't make you a high-end caliber jersey. And as you said, there are some minor tweaks that I probably would have not implemented on these jerseys, which prevent them from being great.
Good point on the new shade of green. It is much better than that kind of dull, like forest green that they're yeah. almost Kelly green. This is a better look.
Yeah, it's brighter.
Yeah.
All right, let's do New England Patriots. You got to go first on this one. You're going yeah. first on this whole division.
All right, I have them in the good tier. I mean, there's nothing overly bad about them. I think I might just be sick of them. I don't know. I don't have any compelling reason to make them great, and I don't have a compelling reason to putting them in trash, and so they're just good.
They don't have white pants, do they?
No, or silver.
Yeah, but like they never wear white pants.
Not that I can think of.
Do they wear white pants with the red jerseys?
Yes, and those would be elite, but they don't wear them.
If they wore those, they would be elite, but they do not wear those.
Right.
And hence, these are good. You know, the color scheme's fine. I actually like the old school logo that they used to rock. I like the red uniforms with the white pants. I think that's a much sharper look. It flashes a lot more. This color, kind of color combo with the gray on the shoulders, the gray in the pants, the dark blue. It's just kind of a dull look. It's a classic look at this point. In 20 years from now, these will be iconic jerseys, but I just don't think they're super sharp. They're good. Buffalo Bills.
I got to go first on the AFC East with the Bills and Dolphins.
Yeah.
All right, I got the Bills in the great tier. I think it's red, white, and blue. The classic, you know, red, white, and blue colors, not like navy or anything like that. The white helmets are terrific, in my opinion. Love when they go blue on blue. All white's a good look. I think there's a lot of versatility with what they do here. It's classic. It's clean. The one gripe that I have about the Bills uniforms, and maybe some people don't even know this, is that on the back of the helmet stripe widens towards the bottom. That is super unnecessary, in my opinion. If that was gone, I might have a case for elite. But to me, they're just great.
Well, I think you do have a case for elite, Joe, because these are elite uniforms. The blue jerseys and the accent colors that they put on there with the white helmet, everything just really pops and flashes. And I like that brightness about these uniforms. And the accents with the red on the shoulders and the white, and you can wear it with blue, as you said. You can wear it with white, and it's going to flash really, really big time.
What's your thoughts on the – have you seen their all reds, the Color Rush?
Yes, they're also great.
I want to see those with white pants.
Yes.
Give me
can
the white –
can we make that happen?
Brother, I would love it. I would love the white helmet, red jersey, white pants.
You know I'm a sucker for white pants, though. You're either wearing white on white or colored top and white pants, and I think it's an awesome look.
You're not a color on color guy, huh?
I can be.
Yeah, I can
but
be
it's
too.
It's got to be good color.
Carolina's all blacks are that, and I think I love Buffalo when they go all blue.
Yeah. But,
all right.
Which leaves the Dolphins.
And I got to go first on the Dolphins.
You do.
Next time we do Tier Maker, and it's every team's involved, you're doing the AFC East first.
That's fine. I don't care.
All right.
I gave your team an elite uniform combo.
Right. And that's I get that. We're both objective here. I have the Miami Dolphins in the great tier. Man, if they wore those like 70s throwbacks, like the modern spin on them, those are beautiful. This is probably my favorite thing about the Miami Dolphins uniforms. When they're specifically in the aqua jerseys, there is no denying what football team you're watching. It's very identifiable. Like, their brand is very unique, and there's nothing bad about anything about their uniforms. And so everything is really solid across the board, but I think it's kind of that identifiability, if that's even a word, that I really appreciate about Miami. Unique in terms of their color scheme. A dolphin is their uniform. An entire thing, and they're a very identifiable brand, and I think they've done a good job of trying to preserve that, maybe make some tweaks along the way. But this is overall a very, very, very good, and I give it the great tier.
Yeah, they're clean like the Jets, but like you said, it's such a distinct color combo. I've heard some people gripe that the colors are soft, which I don't buy at all. You know, I like the fact that their color trim used to have orange and navy blue. They got rid of the navy blue.
Right.
So now it's just aqua uniform, white number, and orange trim. It's clean. It looks great. I love the look of the helmet, the white on white with the white face mask. I agree with you, actually, that these would be elite if they wore the 70s throwbacks. They do have colored and white now. They introduced the white for the first time since, like, the early 2000s. They wore them against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving one time. And it's the last time they wore white throwbacks. And they're breaking them back out for a couple games this year. But just the plain standard. I love when they go white on white. I love the teal or aqua top white pants. And they did it a bunch last year. I'm pretty sure they lost every single game. And you have a hard time convincing me this isn't why they lost these games. They wore white jerseys and aqua pants. And they look like shit.
Two follow-ups here on Miami's uniforms. Was it last year or the year before that they made that subtle change to get rid of the Navy?
Last year.
And when you don't realize it until you see the side-by-side and you're like, wow, that is very subtle, but it mattered a lot. Number two, what are your thoughts on white helmet, white jersey, orange pants?
No. You're not going to sell me on orange pants.
Is there any situation where a colored pant is okay for the Miami Dolphins uniforms?
If they wear the same color top.
Even if it's orange on orange?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. I actually didn't hate – this might be a cold take. I don't know, but I didn't mind the traffic cone color rush uniforms that they had. I didn't love them, but yeah. They popped. So I had Dolphins in great as well.
All right.
So we both had Jets in good. We both had Patriots in good. We both had Dolphins in great. You had Bills in great. I had Bills in elite.
Yep.
AFC North time, Joe. I'm going to lead this off.
All right.
Cleveland Browns. These uniforms are good. I think I like the changes and update that they made. They changed our uniform, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
I think it might have been a little longer than that.
And they came out with like the bold Cleveland across the chest and the browns on the pants. I actually like that about their pants. It gives them some nice flavor. The fact that they have text on the pants running down the thigh.
Not always a good idea, though.
Not always a good idea. You're absolutely right. But for the Browns, it works because I like the block lettering that they have there. I actually really like the helmet that they have right now with the color combo for the stripes. But their colors are just kind of meh. If they wore orange a lot more instead of the Browns, I get that they're the Browns. But if they wore that as a primary uniform, I'd give consideration of bumping these up. But right now, knowing that their base colors are the white and the brown with the orange accents and orange text and orange number, I think these are good uniforms.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is the worst color scheme in the NFL. And so I think they're doing the best they can with it, and it's still pretty bad. It's not trash. It's good, the lower tier of the good. Part of me would like to see more of that, like, bulldog-looking mascot or logo somehow mixed in here, maybe on the helmet.
Or the elf.
Yeah, I maybe something there. I don't know. Like, this is a bad hand to be dealt with in terms of palette. I think they're doing the best they can. I don't have the creativity to improve it. But I know it can be better.
Okay. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
This is going to be a controversial take, Joe.
Okay.
These are good. It's an iconic look. They've had essentially the same look and standard for a really long time now. But I'm not a huge fan of yellow pants. And they wear yellow no matter what. Whether they wear white or black tops, they're always in yellow pants. And I think the jersey itself is pretty clean. But when you put the whole product together, even though it's an iconic look, it's just not my favorite blend of colors. And I think they kind of after a while get vanilla on you because they don't have anything to mix it up with.
Well, yeah, when they go in those prison uniforms.
Well, those are trash. Those are trash.
Jeez, man. No, I've got Pittsburgh in the great tier. I really like this look. They pull off a logo on only one side of their helmet, which is a rare feat, and it looks good. I like the font of their number, their number style. I like that it's kind of has that curvature to it. I like the classicness of it, and how the classic component of these uniforms has like withstood the test of time, and they look good even in the modern era. I think it's a great kit overall.
Okay, we've got Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Call me crazy, but these are great. I love the purple look. You would have a really hard time, in my opinion, screwing up a purple uniform. I don't know what it is about purple, but I just think it's really sharp. It's that I love what they do on the shoulders of these purple uniforms, where they got a lot of the Maryland State emblem and flag components mixed in with it. I like the accents that they have with the black and gold. It really makes things pop off the uniform for you. I think it's a sharp looking logo. They've turned a blackbird into a pretty menacing looking creature, which is an impressive feat of its own. They got a pair of white pants. They can go purple on purple. The only thing I don't like about these, they also have the stripe with the, I think it's a B or the Maryland emblem on the hip of the pants too. So there's a little bit of flavor in the pants too. The only thing I don't like, and they never really wear these anymore. Do you remember the gold pants that they had?
Yeah, you brought that up before. Those are just as bad as you gets, man.
Those are hideous. Yeah, but horrible. By and large, Baltimore can go purple on white, white on white. Looks good. They want to mix in the blacks. I know that's not being factored in right here, but generally speaking, they've got a lot that they can do, and I'm a big fan of essentially all of it.
Well, this is going to be where we're very different because the Ravens uniforms are in the trash component for me. Trash, pure trash. Purple and black is horrible in terms of a combination of colors, especially when they go with the purple jerseys with the black pants. Looks terrible. I can get by when they go purple jerseys with white pants. I can hang with that, but they oftentimes go this purple on black. I think it's absolutely terrible. This soccer emblem looking type medallion.
It's a state emblem.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's a state emblem, Joe.
Just because it's your state emblem doesn't mean it goes on your football jersey, all right? And I don't like that. I think it's weird looking. The logo on the top of the pants is overkill in concert with that shoulder emblem thing that they have going on. I don't like rigid stripes on the helmet that they kind of have, like that pointy back to them. This just doesn't move the needle for me whatsoever. Now, I like the Raven that they have on there now compared to like when they used to have that emblem on there on the helmet, with the wings and stuff. Like, yeah, like that was a good step in the right direction. But overall, I do not like what the Ravens have going on.
I'm looking at their old school ones now. It's like Ray Lewis. And he's got like the big ass neck roll, and it's the Ravens emblem with the wings coming off of it.
So bad.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, these were they've done a nice job cleaning them up. I'll say that, because these used to be horrible.
And with the white pants, look, the white pants are in the good tier for me, but that purple on black, I just think it's so bad.
No, because the helmets are black, so I think it makes it work.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's purely it's a preference thing, obviously, but
yeah. All right. By the way, did you see the picture of Lamar?
No. I have no idea what you're even talking about.
He looks beefed up, man. He looks like he packed on some muscle.
Is that a good thing?
I mean, as long as he could still move, I can't imagine that he wouldn't be able to move, but
I've stood next to Lamar Jackson on multiple occasions and I thought he was kind of a thin dude.
Here, hold on.
I need to see this picture. Oh, what is this, Kyle?
What?
I just came across, I don't know if this is Photoshopped or what, but I am looking at Lamar Jackson in a gray jersey. I need to send you this right away.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, this moves the needle for me a little bit. All right, it's coming your way right now in the DMs. scent. Now this could work for me. Let's go purple and gray. Purple, gray, and gold. Shed the black.
From clutchpoints.com.
Yeah, I don't know where this is from. They're thankful for the clicks, man.
Oh my goodness gracious.
We got something to work with here, right?
Yes, we do.
I don't know where I found
Dude,
this.
That's sexy.
Right?
With the gold letter?
Right. Right.
Holy shit. Yeah, hold on. Before we move on real quick, I want to see if I can find this Lamar Jackson picture.
All right.
I think the Pick Six pod put out a picture of it, and the caption was like, we don't know if he can throw the ball at all yet, but... So they were like, kind of mean to him, but...
All right, well, I'm going to the Pick Six podcast Twitter handle here, and I'm navigating through it.
I think it was on Instagram when they put it.
Oh, gosh, Kyle.
All right, I got 10 seconds. See what I can find.
9, 8, 7. Kemba Walker is going to be a Celtic. And
yeah,
that pisses me off.
Yeah, all right. I'll come back to it. I'll show you later.
All right.
But he looks thick. He looks like he's bulked up a little bit. Cincinnati Bengals.
It's your first, right?
Yeah, I'm still first.
Right.
These kits are good. They've got a little bit of like the arena vibe because they got like the rib or the side stripe going down, and they don't match. Like when they wear black, they got white side stripe going down.
Yeah.
And then the pants invert and go white, and then the stripe's black. And then they got like a lot going on in the shoulder pads. And then they got like the breastplate B, which is the worst part of the Bengals. Like you should be rocking that tiger all the time. That tiger should sit right in between the numbers on your chest, center of your chest.
Like the full size tiger with the tail and stuff.
Yeah. The long yeah. Profile of the tiger.
Carolina used to have one of those and it's gone.
Did you see the original Jacksonville Jaguars helmets?
Yeah.
With the long, like, Jaguar, almost like the car logo.
Mm-hmm.
Those were sick.
We'll talk about the Jaguars here in a minute.
Bengals, for me, are good. The colors are really crisp. I like the helmet look that they have going on, but I think they could clean up these uniforms a lot, and you can get a lot of improvement versus, like, the orange on the shoulder pad, the orange on the neckline, sitting on the black, and then they're implementing the wrong logo on the jersey. And it's more noisy than anything, in my opinion.
And you hate to say that because the helmet is perfect, right?
It's so good, yeah.
Like you've crushed it. Home run on the helmet. But yeah, like all these discombobulated stripes is just – anytime you have that stripe going down the side of your jersey, it's going to put you down a little bit in the jersey rankings, in my opinion. But yeah, I think that they just missed the mark below the helmet. When you have elite helmets – I mean, even their, like, I actually like their font for their numbers. It's just like, just make it the whole thing black with some orange accents, right? Like, I don't know what we're doing here with all this stuff going on the side. And like you said, that, I mean, and the B's got to go.
So we're in agreement. They're good.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're not trash because
they have redeeming football qualities.
Right, yeah. Right.
So let's switch right over to the Jaguars because, Joe, something that you mentioned as far as, the flaw for the Bengals and cleaning up their uniforms, that's exactly what we saw the Jaguars do when they overhauled their uniforms. They made theirs very clean, very simple. So what do you think of the Jaguars' new look?
Elite. Yeah, absolutely. I love this overhaul that they've done. Beautiful color scheme, unique color scheme, super clean. I know some people like say that it's boring. I don't think so. Like, I think that they really did a nice job of modernizing and cleaning up this look with unique colors. I think it's perfect. It's one of the top five uniforms in the league.
Now, what are we counting as their two base looks?
They'll have a lot of versatility. I love their all white. I mean, I love them all. So I don't think it matters to me.
I think their best look is the all teal.
I love them all. So,
first of all, I love what they did with the helmets, right? That two-tone shit was trash.
Totally.
That was horrible. Horrible. And I know a lot of the criticism for the Jaguars new looks is they're too simple. But I'm sitting here and I'm looking at them and they got black helmet. They cleaned up the whole helmet. So the helmet's very clean. I love the logo that they're rocking. They simplified the numbers. When they wear teal, they wear white, and the trim is actually teal. So it's just number, but they still have a trim around that you can see if you look at it very close with the stitching. And on the neck, they have like a very thin stripe on either side that's black, and they've got a very thin stripe of black trim on the shoulder that goes with the teal. And then they got the breastplate Jaguar logo there too. And they wear these with white, they wear them with teal, they wear them with black. I think all of the color combos look great. But because they are very simple and very clean, it's the same kind of thought process for me as what the Dolphins were. You're so clean that there's nothing that really, like, I look at that and I say, wow, like, that's pretty sharp. It's just, oh, I like those colors, but they're so straightforward that they're great for me and not elite.
Let me say one other thing about these uniforms that I really appreciate. You said their colors, it's kind of like this. What would you all call that blue? Like a tealish aqua or something? Call it teal. Teal, black, white. But then somehow they bring in this Jaguar logo that has like this orangish gold or like golden brownish type tint to it. And somehow it all works together. And I really like how that logo pops on a black helmet, which I think is kind of challenging to do.
Well, it's because the tongue is teal.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like they tie it into the logo just enough that it really makes that logo really pop on the uniform and on the helmet.
And the black face mask I love with this kit as well. So.
Yes. All right. Yeah. So these are super duper clean. I got them great. You got them elite.
Yep.
Let's go with Tennessee Titans next.
Am I first? No, you're first, right? No, I don't know.
You want to alternate?
I don't know.
You want me to go first in the AFC West? Because I'll tell you right now, these are trash.
Right. Yeah.
These are the ugliest uniforms in the NFL.
Sorry. Tampa Bay would like to have a word.
Well, we're not talking about the NFC today. We're talking about – listen, we're going to lose every Tampa Bay listener we have after we just got done talking about Peyton Barber, and now we're going to sit here and trash the uniforms on a day that we're not even talking about the conference.
But Kyle, did you see me double down on the Peyton Barber slander in Six Pack Thursday last week, brother?
I did.
Oh, man, I took it to another level. Like, I gave the raw data on how many times a player has had –
250 touches plus and been under 1,000 yards.
Right. And we just have to call a quick audible here. 776 running backs in the history of the NFL have received at least 250 touches from scrimmage. 759 of those 776 averaged at least 4 yards per touch. 2.2% of running backs in the history of the league that received at least 250 touches from scrimmage managed to gain less than 4 yards per touch. Congratulations, Peyton Barber. You did it on a top five offense in the NFL.
All right. It's one of the 2% worst seasons all time in NFL history from a raw data perspective.
Right. All right. Back to the uniforms.
Jeez, man. Rough go. Titans. There, I would say there's some redeeming qualities here, but I feel like they downgraded the helmets because they went to the navy blue helmet. And then they have the navy blue, they have white, and then they technically have the baby blue as well. But Joe, on every single one of these uniforms, they have a silver sword on the shoulder pads, which makes you look like a five-year-old designed your uniform. There's no rhyme or reason to, like, the color that goes under the armpit and kind of lines the bottom of the sleeve. The numbers just look super bad. They tried to kind of invoke, like, this Greek look with the numbers, but they just look hideous. So you've got swords on your shoulders, ugly uniforms, and I don't know what the motivation is for that liner that comes up under your armpit. They're bad altogether.
Yeah, they're pure trash. I think the worst thing about them is the font for the numbers. Look, let me fix the Titans uniforms for you really quick. Get me back to Steve McNair. Imagine Steve McNair in a Titans uniforms. First thing we do, we get rid of the two stripes in the middle of the helmet. Just give me a white helmet with that, with the old Titans logo right there. Okay. Get rid of the stripe on the jersey
that runs across the top.
So if it's the light blue jersey, it's the dark blue stripe, get rid of it. Just continue with the light blue. If it's the white jersey, get rid of the light blue stripe and just go white and prosper. That's all you got to do. Everything else about those uniforms were fine.
Yeah, honestly, I thought the best – you can't take that logo because so much of that logo is dark and then put that on a dark color.
Cannot do it.
It hides it. It really – the logo on the helmet becomes such an afterthought.
What are we even doing? Like, I'm looking at their dark navy uniforms. Like, what is even happening, like, on the side of the uniform with that random splash of, like –
I told you, there's no rhyme or reason to what comes up under the armpit.
Unnecessarily busy. Like,
hey, let's just throw an accent color in there just for shits and gigs.
Oh, we're going to have to really fight that. These might be worse than the Bucks, but we'll talk about that in another
time. I told you. All right, so we've done Jaguars and Titans. Joe, I'll let you lead on Texans.
Texans I have in the great tier. I really like it. I think it encapsulates the area that they're in with like that like huge that Texan type Texas type feel to their logo. The star on the logo, the two-tone color of the logo. I think the logo is probably one of the best in football. I love the navy, the red, the color scheme's good. I like the red accents on the jersey. I love when they pull out the red jerseys with the white pants. Versatility across the board, good color scheme, good logo. I like their fonts are very good as well. I like the lettering style, color scheme. I just think this is great across the board. I'm not sure why I don't have them in elite, to be honest with you. I don't know what's pushing them down.
Because they are elite.
I just...
These are... You talked yourself into it. I was like, man, I'm getting ready to knock them down a peg. And then you just threw it in there at the end. I'm like, well, yeah, they are. I'm like,
geez, what is my gripe here? I don't...
What do we dislike?
I don't have a thing.
Now, listen. This is one of the few uniforms in football that I will accept the colored pants with a white top, which speaks volumes. If they wear the navy blue pants with the white kits, and then they got the navy helmet, and as you mentioned, this is one of the best logos in all of football. They've got it plastered big on the side mm-hmm. of that helmet. Looks super good. The one thing that I do wish that they did is I wish they invoked the logo somewhere on the uniform. The actual Texans logo is nowhere to be found on the uniform itself. That's such a minor gripe.
Yeah.
They are an elite kit for me because iconic, you know, what you mentioned with the Bills. It's like red, white, and blue, but they go navy instead of lighter blue. But they make it work because of the color red that they have.
Beautiful.
And how when they splash the red in there, the majority, it's either white or blue. And then they mix the red in there in just the right spots and just the right amount that it really makes this thing flash at you.
Another component of this uniform that I just love is it's a darker blue on the helmet. And I don't know, 73% of the helmet is also, or the logo is that color.
Yeah.
And they plaster it on that helmet, but the way that they do the accents with the red and the white, it still somehow pops. Like, masterful job. When they go all white pants and white jersey with the blue helmet, that's a beautiful look. They crushed it. They absolutely crushed it. Change nothing, Houston.
Don't ever change them.
Yeah,
please.
Crushed it.
Indianapolis Colts. These are great for the same thought process as the Jaguars and the Dolphins for me. It's very simple. It's very clean. They don't try and be noisy, but there's just nothing iconic about it. I guess maybe the color blue is what makes them pop and stand out. But generally speaking, I love that they kept it clean. I like the color combo that they work with where they sparingly mix in the gray. But I would have needed a little bit more flash. Like the Bills and the Texans are the two teams that I've given elite uniforms to thus far. And it's because they have enough of a third color that really makes them pop. And I just don't get that from the Colts, which is why they're great.
I have them in the great tier as well. And I think that's kind of what I appreciate about the Colts uniforms is how somehow their colors are like a royal type blue and white. And then like, that is it. There's like, there's no accents. They have like a grayish face mask, but by and large, they have a very clean look, that looks really good, that I'm not screaming for it to be more busy, because I think they get enough accents with their stripes and like different things throughout their uniform. Like, yeah, it's stripes, you know, on the shoulder pads as well as their pants. But I like that it's kind of that more popping color of white too. It's not like that like off-white with their helmet. I think that gives it some more pop. So I really appreciate the way that they took something very simple, don't have a third color, and still find a way to make it pop.
All right, let's go to the West.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Chargers, Joe. They are elite. Especially now that they flipped them over to the baby blues full-time. But I have a take.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a link right now, because if I just verbalized it, you wouldn't understand what I'm talking about. Let me know when you open. It should pop up in your DM. You should just be able to see the picture that I'm trying to share.
Okay. All right. Washington Post, huh, Kyle?
That uniform.
Okay.
That Phil's wearing right now.
Yeah.
I like that almost as much as I like the baby blues, the powder blues. It's the royal blue, not like the dull navy tops, but it's the bright royal blue top and bottom that they've got the white and then the thunderbolt running down the leg, running across the shoulder, yellow numbers, white helmet, yellow face mask. That yellow, blue, and white really pops to me. And then when you put, now they have the powder blues as the full-time kit, it's a no-brainer. They're elite look. But they've got more than one elite look.
Yeah, it's elite, man. This is elite across the board. When you're talking about this, I have one criticism of this uniform. Helmet, amazing. I love that yellow face mask. I don't love the yellow numbers on this kit. I wish they were just white with yellow accents.
On the one that I sent you?
Yeah, that would be my only gripe. I mean, powder blue uniforms are the best.
They're perfection.
Yeah, it's you did it. You won. You made the perfect uniform. But this, yeah, that would be the only thing, man. If you just give me the white number with yellow accents, I really do love how this blue, yellow, and white pops on this look as well.
Let's talk about the Raiders.
Wait, hold on.
What?
People say that the Dolphins uniforms are soft, but like powder blues. You can't have it both ways.
It's a good point. It's a very good point.
All right. Who's up next?
Let's talk about the Raiders.
I'll tell you what, man. You want to see a good uniform, you got to get this Raiders uniform, man. Now, I wish I had Rich Gannon throwing the football instead of Derek Carr, but I'll tell you what, he looks pretty good, at least what he's wearing. It's a great uniform.
Classic. Great uniform.
Yeah, it's classic.
You said good, so you had me on the fence there for a sec.
I know. It's great.
Now, it kind of falls in the same bucket as the Steelers that you had been talking about, right, where it's transcended the test of time.
Yeah.
It's an all-time iconic look. It's just dull for me, so it's good. It's the only – it's
– Oh, you have it good. Really?
It's like the Steelers, where you appreciate kind of the iconic, historic piece of it, and I appreciate that too, but it's just like it's kind of vanilla for me, and it gets old after a while.
What do you do to make this better? What's the course forward to make this a better look?
That's a great question.
Because I don't know the answer to that.
Right. It's that they're like the Browns in that when you're black and gray, what are you supposed to do if you don't want to just throw a bunch of shit on there and try and hope that it upgrades the look?
I like when they go white jerseys with their gray numbers.
Yes. I'd like to see them wear gray, actually.
Like jerseys?
Yeah.
Don't hate that idea. Big fan of gray.
Well, it's because it's kind of like a silver. It's not like dull. Like what the Seahawks, what their gray ones look like.
It's a silver, right?
Yeah. So I think that I don't know how you really build it out. And I appreciate that it's simple, but it's just like it's pretty vanilla for me.
All right. I have
Let's see.
I have it great. I don't know. I think I maybe already analyzed this. It's great.
Yes, you do. Right.
Cool.
Yeah. Broncos.
Is it my turn to go first?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and go first?
Man, when these uniforms first came out, I was in love with them. this is like the first like good modern uniform upgrade. And now I like, now when I think about it, I the throwbacks are so good. I have it in the good tier. I think it's a tired modern look, to be honest with you.
Kind of that like sharp wing that comes up from under the armpits, under the chest and stuff. Well, and then they got the sharp points. Everything about there, it's like very angular.
It is. And at the when these came out for the first time, this was like that first uniform that really like you realize that you were advancing somewhere in the look of football players on the field. And when they came out, I thought these were the cat's pajamas, man. But now they're kind of like, what have they done since they first went to these, when John Elway first wore these in like 97 or whatever year it was?
Yeah.
They brought in an orange uniform. Like, I don't know, man. And it kind of goes back to the, like, you have this really busy situation going on the side of the jerseys that like encroaches through the neck area. I don't know. Stuff like that starts to bother me now.
Well, and it looks like it's crowded too, right? Like there's a lot happening in tight spaces, like up around the neck and the numbers and the armpits. Like it all gets close and bunched together.
Yes.
I just sent you a DM of a concept for some throwbacks for them.
All right.
And they go back to like the mid 80s look.
Oh my God.
If they wore those.
Oof. Elite.
That would be nice. It's not navy blue because the throwbacks and the Color Rush throwbacks that they wear now are like navy blue. And I actually like those better than what they wear full time now. I agree. I have been good.
The haters are going to tell you this is too much like Boise State, but I'm here to tell you this is an elite uniform.
Fuck them. That's what I say.
Look at those socks, man.
I know. They kind of go like Denver Nuggets colors with brighter orange, a brighter blue, and white. They're super clean. I think they'd be due for an upgrade, and I'd appreciate it.
So we're good here with Denver?
Yes, we're good.
Okay.
And that just leaves the Kansas City Chiefs, who I have is great. I think they don't try and do too much with them. I like the red. You know, if you got a hot rod red color, you're probably going to do pretty well. I've talked a lot about accent colors and why they stand out to me. Gold, yellow, whatever you want to call it, that's their accent. Like they pick and choose their spots with it, and I appreciate it. I like that they have a light face mask that goes on that helmet too, so it's not too dull. You get a nice color contrast in the helmet and in the jersey, and they can go red on red or they can go red on white, and I think it's going to look awesome.
I have this as good, Kyle, and I'll be honest with you. I know this somewhat contradicts some of my thoughts about Indy and Oakland and Pittsburgh, but I feel like there's some missed opportunities to modernize this and really make it pop. You got this nice, shiny, exciting quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. Let's revolutionize these uniforms. Give me something. I don't want to say Jaguars exactly, but along the lines of how they were able to keep a classic look but modernize it. I think we have an opportunity to do that with a unique color scheme here with that kind of, I guess it's a yellow type accent to go with this, you know, this brighter red.
Yeah.
I think this is a little bit tired for me, and I'd like to see this enhanced.
What does a throwback Chiefs jersey look like?
I think that's
exactly what they wear now.
Right. No, they have something really, really weird because I think the Bills played them in it, and I was like, "What team is this?" It's the state of Texas logo on their helmet.
Oh yeah. I see it now.
I'm like, "What the hell is that?" Yeah, the Bills played them in those, and I was like, "What are we doing?"
Kansas City in Texas, sick.
Cool. Okay.
Cool. They wore those against the Cowboys at some point too, from what it looks like. That's pretty awkward.
Right.
We're going to play the Cowboys and put your state on our helmet.
Weird, man.
Yeah. No, agree to disagree, Joe. Somehow we cut this in half and we went 45 minutes.
You're kidding.
What the fuck are we doing?
Talking a lot.
Talking ball, baby.
Sort of.
You got to look good to play good, and when you play good, they pay good.
That's right.
So we have elite uniforms. My three elites were the Houston Texans, the Buffalo Bills, and the Los Angeles Chargers. Your elites were?
Jaguars, Chargers, and I talked myself into the Texans.
There you go. That's a beautiful thing. I love that. And then trash uniforms, we both had the Tennessee Titans, and you had?
The Ravens.
The Baltimore Ravens. Yep. Worst take of the day. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you guys appreciate Tier Maker Thursday. We got Tier Maker Friday tomorrow talking about the NFC uniforms. And Bucks fans, you might just want to skip it. We'll let you know when it's safe to come back on the pod. I'm Kyle Krabs with Joe Marino. Thanks as always for listening to the Draft Dudes Podcast.